From NPR News, this is Day to Day. As we've been reporting today, people are worried about the economy. High on their list is health care and specifically the rising costs for health care. And that is even affecting affections. Here to explain is Marketplace's Sam Eaton. And first, Sam, how is the economy changing health care in the United States?
Madeline, basically, it's pushing more people to the tipping point. Currently, you have 47 million Americans uninsured. That's about 16% of the population. At the same time, healthcare costs are rising at about twice the rate of economic growth. That means a recession will have a huge impact on people's access to healthcare. The poll out today by the Kaiser Family Foundation projects that for every 1% rise in unemployment, 1 million new people will be added to these state and federal insurance programs. And since those programs are already strapped for cash, finding the billions of dollars in additional funds isn't going to be easy.
So what are people doing? They're coming up with some creative solutions?
Yes, definitely. As you were saying before, the poll reports that the price of gas outranks healthcare as a top economic concern. But healthcare also outranks a number of other significant financial issues facing Americans. There's mortgage payments, rising food prices, and credit card bills. All of those fall below healthcare as the economic worry list. But what I found most interesting is this little statistic buried in the report about how people are dealing with these rising costs. It says 7% of Americans say they or someone in their household got married in the past year in order to get on their spouse's health care plan. I think that really says something about how high health care costs have become in the U.S.
Yeah. So and say you can't do that for the other 93%. What are some of the ways people are reining in health care costs?
This is where it gets pretty grim. And I should say it's not just lower income families who are struggling. Nearly a third of people earning between $30,000 and $75,000 a year report serious problems paying for insurance and health care as a result of the economy. The way they're dealing with those costs is a public health care professional's nightmare. A significant number of people are simply going without medical care. Roughly a quarter of those surveyed say they've delayed needed care, decided not to fill out prescriptions, or skipped recommended tests and treatments. It's also affecting employment decisions. More people are sticking with their jobs or switching jobs as a result of better benefits.
And Sam, this comes in the middle of an election year. The candidates have various proposals. What do the voters want?
This is evolving as the economy struggles, especially among those independent voters candidates are trying so hard to woo. Nearly half of those voters say they want the candidates to address health care costs over expanding health care coverage. Now, that's a big boost from the last poll, which was only a couple months ago. For the candidates, that means framing health care as an economic issue if they want to win those votes.
Thank you, Sam. That is Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.